Good morning and welcome to the sixth week of this virtual online worship experience. We're so glad that you have joined us as we gather together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Though we are physically distant from one another, we are able to join together worshiping the Lord who brings us into his presence, though in different locations, together in unity in Christ. And we are so grateful for that. Glad again that you have joined us, whether watching online or listening on the website or on CD through the week. Greetings and blessings to you. You may be getting weary these days. As I said, this is the sixth Sunday of doing this. Many days, many weeks of social isolation, quarantine, stay at home. You may be getting weary. You may be losing hope. You may just be getting downright tired of life as it is. Let me encourage you as we begin this morning with the words that the Apostle Paul wrote, words that are familiar to many in Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through the end of the chapter. Words written to a church in distress. Words of hope and reminder that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Listen, know in all these things, all the difficulties, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, and we can certainly include COVID-19 or social distancing and quarantine, that nothing else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, what we need this morning, whether we are weary or whether we are full of joy, is we need an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ by the presence of the Holy Spirit. We need the love of the Father to be poured out upon us. And so as we begin this morning, that is my prayer for us. And let us enter into this time of worship, asking the Lord for just that thing. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are grateful that there is nothing in this world that will ever be able to separate your children from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so, Father, even now at the beginning of this time of worship, I pray, Abba, Father, that your love by your Spirit would be poured out upon each person that is watching or that is listening. Father, your love is better than life. Your love satisfies the deepest longings of our soul. Your love produces joy that is unspeakable. The word of God says, the joy of the Lord will be our strength. And so, Father, I pray for a fresh outpouring of your love through this morning. I pray, Father, for an increase of joy that will strengthen beyond anything of physical ability, but that will strengthen the soul and the spirit, and that will even touch the body. Father, we love you. It is with expectation that we gather this morning. Inhabit the praises of your people as they sing. Lord, speak to us as we gather around your word. May hope be strengthened and may hope rise up afresh. And ultimately, Father, may the name of Jesus be lifted high. May he be honored and glorified and praised. And Father, may your kingdom come. And may your will that is always done perfectly in heaven be done in the time that we spend here on this earth together. Father, have your way. You are the reason that we're here. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I pray that you are all doing well. As we fix our eyes upon Jesus together this morning through our worship, let us just rest in the peace of knowing that he is in control, that we don't have to go through this life relying upon our own strength and our own understanding, but that we can rest in his love, in his strength, and in his power.
Power in life. There is power, power, more.
God, we praise you together this morning. God, you are good. God, you are love. God, you are sovereign. Lord, we ask that through this time of uncertainty and just through this season, God, of worry and anxiety, that you would just bring your kingdom here to this earth. Lord, that individually you would give us a peace and contentment in you, and that through that you would use us to carry out your kingdom here on this earth. God, we know that you are not limited to our social distancing, but you still have power and you are still in control, and so we ask that you would just use us as your hands and feet as we go about the rest of our lives. God, just bring your light here to this earth. Let it overpower the darkness. I pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
I'm not afraid.
waymaker, that you are a miracle worker, a promise keeper, and the light in the darkness. Jesus, once again, we just ask that you would help us to trust that you are working even when we can't see it or feel it. God, give us an unwavering faith in you during this time of uncertainty. God, we just ask that you would reveal yourself to us this morning, that you would let us know you more, that this would strengthen our faith and grow our love for you. And God, we ask that this would transform the way that we live our lives from this day forward. Pray all these things in your name, Jesus.